What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Ah, the gang's all here. The WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Oh, thank God we don't have to deal with those two without Ike today. Ike is back. Welcome back, Ike.
Brother Spike, what's happening? Couldn't have been that bad yesterday.
Oh, I couldn't even listen to those two.
Whatever happened, Ike Reese?
I love it. Jackie Baseball, listen, the team is on a roll right now. Feeling pretty good. Not so fast, my friend.
Yeah, see, once again, Eagles elitist Ike is coming out.
Yep.
But first, I know you were crying into your tissues last night. We took down the Reds. It dominated the Cincinnati
probably
Reds.
Probably bugged you.
Yeah. We got you. Ike, who are you rooting for?
We knew why you weren't here yesterday.
Yeah.
Get ready for your Reds against the Phils.
Quick trip to Cincy.
So this is what we're going to do?
No, just for a second.
Welcome back.
It's good to be back.
Big show as always today. Of course, Ike is back. It is Tuesday, which means now we've had Elliot overload, I would say, over the last few weeks, but Tuesdays with Elliot does return today at 3 o'clock. But we do have to start with the Phils, who have now won 4 in a row, 6-7.
Yeah.
They battled back last night. Look, first of all, by the way, Taijuan Walker, like, you know, the Phils are rolling when we get 6 innings of 1-run ball from Taijuan Walker, whose ERA is
appreciation show.
Yeah, dude, his ERA since coming back as a starter is under 3. This team right now, the Phillies have the exact same record they had at this point last year, except it is happening in the exact opposite way that it happened last year. They're getting hot at the right time, and that Duran trade, I believe, is exactly what the team needed and sort of gave the team the juice that they needed. Like, I felt like the Phillies were having a good season, but needed the organization to say, we believe that you are good enough. And here we have the team getting hot at the right part of the year, the second half of the year. Trey Turner having the best season of his Phillies career. Kyle Schwarber is having the best season of his whole career. They have the best starting staff in the National League. I just think the Duran trade changed everything. I think the Phillies this year are different. I believe they are a true World Series contender. Like, I think this is a different team since the trade deadline, and I think we can put our faith into this team.
Listen, I'm almost there with you. I really am. This was a good weekend. It's been a great week and a half, quite frankly. It's really been pretty good since the trade deadline. There's a lot of positive things there that you want to buy into with this baseball team. I'll just say this. I need to see more. I'm ready to take the plunge, but I'm not completely there yet.
I'm there.
I'm just not completely there yet. As far as, listen, we know they're going to be a playoff team.
Yes.
That's not the question.
Sure.
It's how far can they go in the playoffs, and do I really buy into whether or not this is a legitimate World Series team? Okay. So here's some of the concerns that I have.
Yep.
Not in love still with the bottom of the lineup. Although,
carrying the team.
Come on.
Relax. The fighting Ike Reese is at the bottom of the lineup.
Relax. Okay. I knew you guys would be ready to jump. I know it. The bottom of the lineup's done a great job the last 3 or 4 games. I get it.
Yep.
That's not postseason baseball. The Zach Wheeler thing, we need to get it fixed.
A little bit of a concern.
I don't know what the situation is there. We need to get it fixed. And I need Aaron Nola to come back and be the Aaron Nola that we had at least last year.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty damn good last year.
Yeah, it would be a boost. I think
we can't have first half of the season Aaron Nola.
No.
I'm a Knowles guy. But I can't have the first half of the season Aaron Nola.
But here's one of, and the Nola thing is a good thing to bring up, because if you had told me at the beginning of the year that we would miss Aaron Nola for 2.5 months or however long it's been, Alec Bohm hasn't played the game in 3 weeks, and both those guys are not here, it doesn't seem like they're missing it at all. Mm-hmm. And we are getting performances out of the stars, right?
Yep.
But when the stars aren't performing, then the other guys are are stepping up. Maybe it is Marsh one night. Maybe it is Sosa one night. Maybe it's West and Wilson. And we're sort of in that thing with the Phils right now. And this happens sometimes with baseball teams where, you know, you can pick and choose the manager of what move he makes. Was that the right move, the wrong move? Mm-hmm. And normally what we judge it on is, did it work or not?
Yeah.
Right? And it's one of those things where the things that he is doing, they're working. Uh-huh. Like the outfield platoon, it's working. He was platooning Stott for a while. It worked. Stott is now hitting again. I look at the team and it feels like they are a veteran team that has been building toward a season like this. And they have learned lessons. I believe they learned lessons from last year. Look, I can't guarantee anything.
Yeah.
But I look at the rest of the National League and I say league. And I say to myself,
no, it's league.
Well, it's league.
It's league, it's league. With our fantasy league
team. Okay, all right,
we'll do league for everything.
All right, fair enough.
It confuses me.
And I don't, the Duran thing.
Yeah, it's great.
I said
it's
yesterday.
Like T.O. in 04.
Hold on. Let me ask you this. How do you feel about Zach Wheeler right now?
A little nervous.
A little nervous, right?
A little nervous.
That's all I'm saying. A little nervous.
A little nervous.
Wouldn't we like to see Bryce get going a little bit?
Well, but he did, and now he's cooling off, and then he will again.
Oh, so you feel we all feel good about Bryce? We feel good there?
I feel fine about
Bryce.
No
problems there?
He's alive.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. All right. I'm just saying these are things that if I were to say Phillies, Milwaukee, how many people think Milwaukee? They've been the hottest team in baseball the last 2 months.
Look, I'd like them to cool off a little bit.
Right?
I would like them to cool off a little bit.
But that's what we're talking about, right? Getting to the World Series. So are we going to beat Milwaukee? Are we going to beat the Dodgers?
We're feeling
that right now.
What I am feeling is I will take our starting pitching, our lineup, our bullpen and our closer against anybody in the National League. And then, you know, the American League is not nearly as good as the National League. I will take it. I feel like they've learned the lesson. And this is the last thing I'll say. And by the way, 215-592-9494. Do you feel like the Phillies are different since the deadline? That this is a different team that you can put your faith in? Is like, I truly believe that the Duran thing puts everything in its right place. I have never felt as
God.
Dude, I know it's been a week and a half.
Listen.
Yeah.
You were right about the reliever.
But that's not what this is about.
No, just let me say it. I've never heard so much faith being put in a team based on a damn reliever.
Because here's why. Look, this is not about me picking a reliever.
Yeah,
nobody remembers it anyway.
Sure we do.
No, well, you do. But everybody listening thinks of my meltdown about them not getting Stephen Kwan. Is like... The feeling that I have going into the ninth, I don't know that I've ever cheered for a baseball team where I feel that confident. And that goes for Brad Lidge in 08. Brad Lidge made me nervous half the time he was in there. It just feels like we're playing an 8-inning
game.
Yes, absolutely.
So here's the thing. You have to have that same amount of confidence in the lineup to get you the runs to make sure he's there in the ninth inning. We know it's like Mariano Rivera. Yeah, he's a sure thing.
It's amazing.
But you have to have the lead in order for him to come in and do his thing.
We only need 3 runs. We can score 3 runs. All right, 215-592-9494.
I like it though.
Yeah, I like the juice.
I'm not completely there yet, but I like it.
I want a September October full of juice from both teams. That's what I want. I feel like the Phillies are giving it to
what
us.
What both teams?
Well, the Eagles.
Oh, I hadn't even brought up the Eagles.
Yeah, well, that's
a given. You can't wait. Yeah, that's a given.
All right, yeah. Did you hear they won the Super Bowl? All right. 215-592-9494. Do you think the Phils are different? And we do have another spot in the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. We got two spots left. Who we give it to yesterday, Steven?
George in North Philly.
That's right. North Philly.
He was very proud that he wanted to represent his part of the delegation, who usually doesn't call when Ike's not
when
here.
When Ike's not there, yeah.
He failed two of our questions about the show.
Okay. We give it to him anyway.
But he called back and eventually got one right. Yeah. So we take that answer.
Well, and you know who he represented to me, too? There was delegation representation. But the other thing was, he was like, I love the show, but I never get a chance to call. And I, you know, we get to talk to so many of our listeners on the phone lines, but there's thousands more that we don't get to talk to. So I feel like George represented the non-calling faction.
Yeah, you have a soft spot for that.
I do.
There you go.
All right, 2-1. So we have it. You just have to convince us, basically. You have to have a sports point, but afterwards, you want to be in the league. We'll give you a chance to be in the league. Starting us off, Jeff in Wilmington. You're on WIP. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys? Hey, real quick, Spike, that call by Herb last week, I think it was, with the umpire thing.
Alan Porter.
I'll tell you how good that is. I listened to that four times back over and over and over. It was an all-timer.
Jeff, the thing about Herb is, because there are people who don't like the Herb calls. But all you have to realize...
Who doesn't like the Herb
there
calls?
I hear from them. And what I say is, I get it. You know, three quarters of every call stinks. Three quarters of the calls stink. But you get one like that where you get to do who's on first with a real guy. And it works? I don't know, dude. Yeah. It was gold. Yeah.
Well, like I said, you have figured out, like Ike and Johnny Marks did prior to you, how to work him.
Yes.
And that's the key.
Yep.
That's the key.
Yep.
And that's not easy to do.
No, it isn't. It isn't. And let's be clear, Herb doesn't like me one bit.
He steamrolls you every single time.
Yes.
That's because he knows Baldy.
Yep, he does.
Yeah. Okay, so with the Phillies, they're definitely different than last year or the year before or the year before that. And one of the main reasons is that the reliever or the closer they got. I mean, that guy, I believe a guy like that comes in there and you know the game is over when it's his time. I think that elevates the other guys, too, in general.
Yeah, I mean, I think first of all, from a strategy standpoint, it elevates the other guys in the bullpen. I think, and Jack and I were talking about this yesterday, I do think when everybody knows what their role is, it helps. I think if those guys know their setup guy, you know, Tanner Banks knows he's going to come in when there's going to be lefties, so does Strom. Like, it makes everything fit together. The other thing it does is, I think... the players having that sort of confidence. That was the weakest part of they have holes in the lineup, but the weakest part of the team was the bullpen. And it went from the end of their bullpen, went from the weakest part of their team to, Duran might be better at his job than anybody on the Phillies, which is crazy to think that's what they added at the deadline. You know what I mean? Like he may be better at being a closer than any Philly is at anything. And that's a pretty high level player to add at the deadline.
Let me ask you this. Do you think right now they're starting to hit their peak, like they're building up, as opposed to in previous years where they really kind of slowed down in August and then had to ramp it back up in September?
Well, it's yes until they lose three in a row, right? I mean, like, it's easy to say now, but it feels like they are. It just feels like they are. I think at the end of the day, we'll end up looking at that time that Harper had off as a plus. You know what I mean? That he was able to have, maybe even Nola as well, whether it was a real injury or fake injury, whatever it was.
Well, couldn't have been a fake injury.
Well, he certainly needed a reset. I can tell you that. Whatever.
I'm just saying he's been gone for 2 months. Right. Yeah, something has to be legit there.
Yeah. So it does feel like they're doing it. And the Schwarber thing, Kyle Schwarber's been good since he's been here. Mm-hmm. This is the best year of his career by far.
Yep.
You know, a JT. I didn't even mention JT at the start. He looks like he's 5 years younger. I mean,
he's second best hitting catcher in baseball since the All-Star break. Or was that June 1st? What did I hear that yesterday? Did I hear that? Sunday?
Yes, probably just behind Rally, right?
Yeah, I think it's since June 1st.
It might be Salvi. No one cares about Salvador Perez, but he's been on a heater.
Okay.
He's up to 280 right now, or 280, something like that. He's up there.
Yeah.
He's driving up that price.
Yes. Well, look, there's nothing wrong with having a couple of guys in contract years when you're trying to win.
It makes it even more of a sense of urgency that they need to win this year, because the better year that guys like Schwarber have and JT have, and if Ranger has a good postseason, you have the potential of losing all three of those guys this postseason due to money.
Yeah, for sure.
Or certainly making a tough decision as to which one you're going to keep, which seems like it would be JT because he's probably the cheaper of the three.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Jeff. Not only might we not have them, they may never be as good as they are right now. Like, this is, if I had a bet, Kyle Schwarber will never have a season as good as he's having this year.
Right.
Like, when you're just looking at the age trajectory of JT Realmuto, my guess is that, like, whatever we get after this year
this
might
is probably
still be
the best.
Good.
Yeah, we didn't even know he had this left in him.
I would have bet anything he didn't have this left in him. Rangers, well, and I think whether Rangers here or not here, he's like, you know, This is probably as good as it's going to get with Ranger.
Yep.
So it's been exciting for this to happen. We were talking last week. With the Mets struggling the way that they were, the Phillies had an opportunity to really put some distance between themselves and the Mets. And look how they win four in a row. All of a sudden, they're up six games in the division.
Yeah. You know, it's unbelievable.
215-592-9494. Do you believe the Phillies are different, or do you still have your reservations? Q in Center City. You're on WIP. Q. Check yourself, Q.
Yeah.
Listen.
There it is.
There it is.
I've been on point the whole time with these guys. Mm. I really believe and this is before the trade. I mean, the Major League Baseball playoffs are so finicky. All you got to really do is get in. We've seen that in 22. So, like, you got the Brewers out here playing great, but that's all. It's a regular season thing. I don't think they're going to do anything really major in the playoffs. And if you ask me, my key is Trey Turner. I remember being on the station talking to you, Spike, and you was talking about his defense. Do you see it now?
Yeah, he's playing much better defense. He absolutely is. Yep.
I mean, he is playing lights out. Schwarber might be our best player right now. But that timely hitting that we're doing, I mean, like, we got to give some Wilson. We got to give him some props.
Yeah.
We're playing great, great baseball. Timely hitting. And I go back to what Ike said. For Duran to get in the game, we got to be up. You know,
for sure. Yeah.
Up.
Yes.
So it's on the players, man. And something, I don't know if it was Middleton, was talking about our big guys got to be our big guys. Going into the second half, he mentioned that our big-time players got to play big-time. And they're doing that. Timely hitting, that's the key right now. That's what we're seeing. Timely hitting, the bottom of the order, and Trey Turner is playing lights out.
He might be the key. Well, he might be the key to all this.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut, an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
I mean, thank you for the call, Keith.
Well, he's the one thing that we haven't experienced yet is a hot Trey Turner postseason.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
We haven't experienced that
and
yet.
And he's had a good season. I mean, it was trending toward a great season and it's ended up being, he was cold for
a little bit
month.
Of a cold spot.
Yeah. Down at 285.
But the defense, like, there's nothing I can say about it. He's been much better.
He's
been much better.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Let's.
What?
As soon as we go over the top, something bad happens.
Yeah.
Well, let's put it this way. When the ground balls hit his way, I don't feel super nervous.
Okay.
No, yeah. Yeah. No, I don't.
It used to be a coin flip.
Yes, it used to be a coin flip.
It used to be a coin flip.
215-592-9494. Phillies have won four in a row, 6-7, six game lead in the division. Do you believe they are different? I think we see a different team, not only right now, but specifically since the trade deadline. Coming up next, Ike did not get to weigh in on the Athletic QB tiers that came out yesterday.
More honesty.
Yeah, that had 50 coaches and front office executives voting on which quarterback.
Clueless!
Oh, wow.
Well, Bunch of idiots.
There's a hint right there. We'll get to that next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. That's right. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Talking about the Phils, whether you believe that they have changed, this is a different team. Not only a different team than last year, a different team than earlier this year. They were like scuffling this year. It was a good team. Felt like they were scuffling. Feels like, you know, all we wanted from last year to this year was for them to flip-flop the first half and the second half.
Mm-hmm.
Have the good half, the second half.
Yeah.
Seems like that's what they're doing. They're hitting. They got the great closer. They're timely hitting. When the top of the lineup isn't hitting, the bottom lineup's hitting. You know what they keep doing? They keep getting insurance runs, which is something that I felt like they'd never do before. When they're up 2-1 or something, I was like, make this 3, make it 4.
Most runs in baseball, 7th inning on.
Yes, but you know that must mean that they have the least runs in baseball from the 1st to 6th inning.
Doesn't mean that.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel, online at marks-jewelers.com. Do you actually believe the Phillies are different this year, or is this just a good stretch? Ike, what do you think the poll is at? Are they actually different, or is it just a good stretch?
It's a tough one. I'm gonna say people believe it's a good stretch. I don't know if people truly believe that they're actually different. I think people would certainly put it this way. If this were September, you may get people believing this is what it is.
There's still a lot of season.
There's a lot of baseball left to go. Yeah, I think people believe this is just a good stretch, but I'll say it's close. I'll go 55-45. People believe this is a good stretch.
51.2 say it's just a good stretch.
It's almost 50.
Yeah, 48.8 say it's actually different. 215-592-9494. What do you think?
Let me throw this at you. What do you think it is that has people sort of reluctant to buy all the way in? I've tried to articulate that a little bit. And the funny thing is, with me, I am a believer. I want to believe in. Like, I want to.
You're a positive push person.
Yeah, I'm a half glass full type of guy. I want to do that. Half glass half full? What did I say?
Half glass full.
Yeah, I'm glass
close
half
enough.
Full.
You got
same
there.
Thing.
You're cooking.
The glass is half full, one way or the other.
I knew someone right when I looked at him. Yes, glass half full. Yes, I'm that type of guy.
The worst, by the way, is when you say something and Fritz is smirking.
Yeah, because you know I'm like, hold on, what did I say?
I'll just go, what? 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 I think it's a combination of a couple of things.
All right.
I think, number one, the first thing is the expectations on the Phillies have changed. And, you know, the first 2 years.
I mean, they've raised. Yeah, okay.
And the first 2 years of this Phillies run, the expectations were pretty low. Nobody expected anything. And they did really well. So there was this sort of unbridled, like, you know, devil may care, nothing to lose sort of thing. And as soon as there's something to lose, that's when people start worrying about bad stuff is going to happen, right? Like, when you don't expect to win, when you don't expect anything, you're not worried about losing. You only think about how fun it might be. So that's the first thing. The second thing is how they went down like dogs against the Mets last year in the exact way that people were worried that they would go down like dogs against the Mets. And the third thing, I believe, is the Super Bowl. Is that, like, the Eagles winning the Super Bowl sort of, like, I don't know, it made everything seem small in comparison. And there's just something about the Eagles winning last year that has, like, it's almost raised the expectations even higher, and they seem like the
which it should.
It should, but they seem like they're the only team that could do it. So that's not the biggest one, but I think it's
they're the only team that has done it. Yes,
that has done it. So I think it's a combination of the three. I think expectations. I just remember this with the Sixers, and we've compared how people feel about the Phillies to how people compare about the Sixers a lot. The beginning of that Sixers run, that first team that, you know, they won 16 in a row at the end of the year with Ben, that first Ben year, was like, we didn't care what happened in the playoffs because we think this team's going to be great forever.
For years, yeah.
And then with every failure became, and still with the expectations being high, but most notably after that Sixers season, okay, we didn't win that year, but we just assumed... Okay, well, now they have to be good. And as soon as the expectations are raised and they don't meet them, I feel like there's a little bit of trust that people don't have. And I think people are just like, they don't trust them at all because of what happened last year and because of the high expectations.
Yeah, but I believe by it being as close as it is, it also says there are people there who want to buy into them.
I agree with you.
Yeah, there are people there who want to buy into them.
Yep.
And again, if this is a month later... I think you're closer to the playoffs. There's a lot. There's less baseball left to play, and you've sustained this success for a longer period of time. And so, as you gear up for the playoffs, people start to get more excited about those possibilities.
I agree.
I still think we're out a little bit.
Yeah, but I think people are buying in more, but I think there is still hesitancy.
Sure.
Like, I think I think people believe they can win a World Series much more now than they did a month ago.
Dude, is this not the best? Oh, no, they had that weak stretch of 9 out of 10.
Yeah, but they against Scrubs.
That's what I'm saying. It was a weak stretch of games. Yeah. This is a good stretch of games.
Yes.
So, yeah, and every single team they've played, like that White Sox series was the one that they lost.
Yep.
Every other team's been above 500 and in
the playoff race. Red Sox, Yankees, Tigers, Rangers, Reds. Yep. Those are all good teams.
All good teams.
Now the Yankees are
not great teams, but good teams.
Yeah.
Good teams.
I think it's all those things. And I think the Eagles winning the Super Bowl too like made it harder on everybody else. But to your point, that it should. We have the third highest payroll in baseball. This team should be expected to win the World Series. And I will add one final thing as I'm talking about it, is I don't think people, I think a lot of times at the beginning of this year, people were like, I don't believe it. And I don't think people like being wrong. I think there's some people that are just hanging on to what they said at the beginning of the year because that's what they said. You know, I don't think people like changing their mind. I mean, I'm certainly on that
list. Well, I was going to say, that goes for a lot of things with a lot of people. They just are reluctant to get off the whatever hill they're on, whatever they're going to die on that hill. Yeah, there's a lot of that goes on in sports talk, which makes sports talk frustrating at times.
Yes.
Like with the quarterback.
Well, no, it makes it frustrating, like with the quarterback, for people who do have the ability to move off a certain stance. And see things.
Sure.
Right? And be convinced.
Yeah.
It becomes frustrating for us.
Here we go.
Oh, now you're an us.
Well
you're on the radio.
No. I am a person that when I receive more information, I don't have a problem moving off a stance.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes. Well, I said Alec Bohm's good at defense now. I just said it about Trey Turner. You know?
Yeah.
I'm coming around.
It took a while.
I'm coming around.
I think they're 12-7, 13-7 without old 28.
But the funny thing is, even in winning a Super Bowl, some people still won't come off their stance. So it isn't just, so you see what I'm saying? Just having that ability. Yeah, some people are just stuck in their beliefs.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I came off
my Nick Sirianni stance. I think he's a good coach. That must be what you're talking about. 215-592-9499. We also have, by the way, we have two slots left. We'll give one away today in the afternoon show Fantasy Football League. So you call up with your sports point, but if you want to be in the league, you just got to try to convince us. We will give away one spot today. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. Oh.
Come on, see?
I'm here.
There we go.
All right.
Hey, I gotta make sure I got you off with it, because I want to make sure, because the pot calling the kettle black out here. You know what I'm saying?
What?
I just want to make sure I heard you right.
Yes.
And you gave me a list yesterday, so I got words I could use now. I need people to stop being a little puss. You know what I'm saying?
What?
He can say that.
Hey, we try to win a
championship. This is on you.
We try to win a championship. Y'all going to rank Bryce as the 32nd player, 33rd player in the league? Okay, we got some for y'all.
Yes.
You talk about adding a closer. Does that change? Nah, dog. But, like, when I see this baseball team, I see a little bit more bravado with them. I see some more feeling what they doing with us. You know what I'm saying? We went down to the hometown of the great Ike Week, and we put puss in them. Yeah. And we don't got to worry about losing. No Schwarber, the sense that they saw we got bamboozled, right? They had a guy hit 35 home runs. They didn't want to pay him. Guess who paid him?
Oh.
We did. We got bamboozled when Nick Castellanos hit them 35 home runs for Cincinnati.
Yeah.
So we thought we was getting that guy. So they not going to pay Schwarber. Schwarber's staying home. He catering to the crowd, but guess what? When it was time to show up, he said, "Hey, man, look what I'm about to do. I put foots in a walkout. We're going to do it again tonight. I'm about to head down there by right now to watch these boys win another. We're going to sweep these boys."
Did he have that ball out of the stadium yesterday?
No, he didn't.
Oh, okay.
Great American Ballpark?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it was a deep one. You know, because that's what guys from Ohio do.
Well, he can hit it out the stadium.
Yes, he definitely can.
Sure.
That's what guys from Ohio do. You know, we got bravado about us. You know what I'm saying? Ike Reese the best, because he said, "I can admit when I'm wrong."
Yeah.
Everybody think it's just because he played for the Eagles. Now, people don't love Richie like they love Ike.
That's true.
Right? That's why. You know
he's a Raider.
Who the hell is Richie?
Richie.
Oh, Richie. I thought he said
Ricky.
They
love John. Not like they love Ike, but they love John.
Yeah. I love Uncle Hugh. they don't love you like they love Ike. You know why? Because Ike admit when he's wrong, baby. You know what I'm saying?
I'm starting dissension up here in East Station.
I ain't starting nothing, baby. I'm riding with my five pole crew.
Corey's drawing lines all around us. Hey, I love it. Man.
But look, all I'm going to say is we bought in. I'm bought in. I'm hyped. You know what I'm saying? Football season around the corner. Philly looking good. I get it. It's early. But for this month of September, I want them to start DLing everybody. Give Wheeler some time off.
Oh, yeah, just rest off. Everybody.
Yeah, because we got something for them. I want the Mets.
I want the Mets, too. I want the Mets, too.
The Mets might not even get in.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
Mike's Reds.
That's disappointing, because now I'm about to troll from the outside.
We might be taking a trip to Cincinnati.
Well, I'd much rather. I don't want to go back to Citi Field.
Skyline chili for everybody.
Yep.
It's worse!
Cincinnati?
I wouldn't mind going.
I can see that. Yeah,
I just want to go somewhere different.
I can host you guys for 2 days. I can take you down there and entertain you guys in the city.
Dude, I just want to go somewhere different. I went to New York every day for 3 years. I don't need to go back to New York, you know?
Go to Cincinnati and get y'all some Skyline chili, some Gold Star chili down there. Hey, man, we hook it up for y'all. I ain't even fussing that. I bring y'all some Rooster Wings, whatever y'all want. We got y'all.
Well, I don't know, Corey.
White Castles.
I don't know, Corey. You were in Philadelphia and no one knew you were here. So who knows if you didn't show up with the Phillies playing Cincinnati.
That's a good point.
I made the Eagles video. I got an A.J. Brown helmet. They put me on the video. Y'all ain't see that?
Yeah,
Hold on. Corey, you were here?
He was in the open practice.
He was in the open practice. Let no one know he was here.
Wow.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah.
Wow.
Hey,
you slid in and slid out.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yep.
Hey, that's right. Hey, also, real quick on the way out,
yeah.
I got something funny. Buzz, great top five yesterday.
Yes.
Elite. He missed one. When Chuck told Ike to lower his voice, that took me out.
Well, and he quoted the Bible.
Yes.
That took me out, yo.
Yep.
Chucky 3:16. Yeah. Didn't see that happen.
No.
Hey, but y'all, Philadelphia, buy in. Don't let these dudes this way. Don't let Jack and his scaredness or whoever. We about to win another champion. We going to win two, you know, because the Eagles going to win two. So buy in, baby. Buy your stock now.
There it is. Thank you, Corey. Corey, real Philadelphian calling from Ohio. So, that's what it takes sometimes.
A lot of we talk from
Ohio, by the way.
A lot of we.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
215-592-9494.
He was here Sunday, huh?
He was.
Yeah. At open practice.
Wow.
There, me and Elliot were there. He knows
nice crowd for the open practice.
Yeah, it was.
Nice
50,000, something like that.
Yeah.
So, Ike, you weren't here yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
As The Athletic is doing their rankings and tiers. Where they survey 50 NFL coaches and executives. So that is 50 NFL coaches and executives vote on tiers for players in different, you know, different position categories. And the quarterback one came out yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So here is tier one. And so they have tiers and then rankings within the tiers. So tier one, as voted on by 50 NFL coaches and executives. Number one, Patrick Mahomes. Tied for number one, Joe Burrow.
Mm.
Josh Allen at number three. Lamar Jackson at number four.
Okay.
And Matthew Stafford wraps up tier one at number five.
Oh, wow. Matthew Stafford.
Yes, he has won a Super Bowl. I don't know if you know that.
Did you influence the...
I did not. I did not.
Sounds like it.
I did not. Tier two, the first quarterback in tier two at number six is Jaden Daniels.
Okay.
Number seven is Justin Herbert.
We go
number eight. By the way, tier two goes to 14. By the way,
okay.
So they have them all in this tier. Justin Herbert. Yep.
Okay.
Number eight is Jared Goff.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
Tied for number nine with C.J. Stroud is Jalen Hurts, and then at 11 is my guy
Baker
Mayfield.
Okay.
Dak at 12.
Okay.
Jordan Love at 13. Brock Purdy at 14. That is all tier two. So your thoughts on the 50 coaches and NFL executives that have Jalen at 9 tied with CJ Stroud.
So they have him in the top 10.
They do.
So it's not blatant disrespect.
No.
They have him in the top 10.
Top 10 QB Super Bowl. We should all be happy. Let's move on.
No, we're not happy. We're not
all
happy.
Right. Okay.
Because here's the thing. Because the list is going to be brought up and we're going to dissect the list a little bit.
Oh, right. Yes. Okay.
So we got to look at the players that are in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
How is Jared Goff and Justin Herbert in front of Jalen Hurts?
You would have to ask the 50 coaches and NFL executives that put him there.
See, here's what I'm going to have to always ask.
Yes.
What is this being based on? And if you're just telling me, is it the eye for talent? Is it how much of the offense is based around this guy? I don't know. Jared Goff, one could argue he has just as much offensive power around him as Jalen does.
Sure, sure.
He has offensive power around him.
Sure. Now, they scored a ton of points last year.
Oh, Detroit.
Detroit did.
Yeah.
Yeah, they scored a ton of points.
That's what I'm saying. He has a ton of offensive power around him.
Yes.
And if you looked at Detroit's offense, would you say they are strengthened by their running game or passing game?
I would say running game. Now their passing game was better than ours last year.
That's not what I asked.
But their running game.
That's not what I asked.
Yeah,
stop the qualifiers.
Yes.
Stick to the question.
They are powered by their running game.
Yes. Right?
Yes. 100%.
And I would agree with that.
Yes.
But for some reason, he doesn't get knocked for that. He doesn't get knocked for that. He's still viewed as a passing quarterback when in reality, a lot of people really would view him as a game manager himself.
Sure. Can I play devil's advocate?
Sure.
Now, I don't have Goff in front of Jalen, to be clear. Mm-hmm. But I would say, okay, he has all that talent, but they didn't win the playoffs, for sure.
Yeah.
But they did score a lot more points than the Eagles did, and their passing game was better than the Eagles was last year.
Yeah.
So if I want to look at, if I'm just looking at the quarterback, I would say, okay, they're both loaded, but I would say Goff did a better job last season than Jalen did, if I was being devil's advocate.
I don't know what his stats were. But it wouldn't be hard to have a better passing numbers than Jalen.
For sure.
They had the 29th ranked passing offense.
Yes, and I think that's what these guys are looking at to an extent, that are voting on it. They're like, we don't have to say the passing game is everything for a quarterback, mm-hmm. but it's certainly more than half.
Yeah, but then I read into why he's in 9. And then I read where someone said he should probably be in the 3rd tier. And, you know, is he carried by the offense and you don't have to ask him to do much? Like, that's unfair to a guy who has already played at a MVP level. If you're just basing it off last year, okay. It's hard to argue about that based off last year, just based off the regular season numbers. I wouldn't argue that.
Mm-hmm.
Was not impressive. But he's already played at an MVP level. Why doesn't he get the respect that a guy who has the accolades on his resume that he has? He's played at an MVP level. He finished number 2 in MVP 2 years ago. Took his team to the Super Bowl. He's already been in a Super Bowl. And he's won a Super Bowl. Why doesn't what he's done carry the weight that it would for those other guys? If any of those other, some of those guys are up there without even having half of the accolades that he has.
Well, sure. Justin Herbert hasn't even won a playoff game.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So why doesn't what Jalen has done hold more weight? You know what it is? It's because a lot of these dudes ranked him as a, just like I did. I said the guy was Tyrod Taylor coming out of college. I never run from that. I said that.
Yeah.
He convinced me. He changed my mind about that. Why can't these other people change their mind? You know what they do? They change their mind a little bit. We'll inch him up a little bit. We'll give him a little. Well, he did win the Super Bowl, so we got to give him some credit. Now imagine if Jared Goff had won a Super Bowl last year, he'd be a top 5 quarterback right now, with no question. He'd be a top 5 quarterback right now, with no question. Justin Herbert would be a top 5 quarterback. Like all these dudes, if they had done what Jalen has done, I ain't talking about numbers or any of that other stuff. I said just win the Super Bowl. If they had done that, they'd be in the elite group. As it is, they were so wrong about Lamar, now they can't criticize him.
Sure.
Guys wanted him to be a wide receiver and everything else. So now you have to just put him in there because it's guilt.
Well, yeah. What the funny thing about Lamar is they were so wrong in the first place. Now they're worried about dinging him for the playoffs because of, yeah.
Yes. So they keep him up there. All I'm saying is, I think what Jalen has done has earned him the right to be in front of those other guys. Until those other guys can do what he's done, because those other guys aren't exceptional. If you want to give me Lamar and Josh Allen and Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes.
What about Jaden Daniels?
No. Okay. He's done it 1 year.
Okay.
Haven't C.J. Stroud taught us anything? Let's see him do it again. Oh, by the way, this guy went from having an MVP year, caliber year, losing in the Super Bowl to winning the Super Bowl, and he's still being questioned. And all it is come from preconceived notions and perceptions that we've had about the guy that people are reluctant to move off of. I know his numbers aren't impressive. I can't argue that. I'm sorry, I can't. I can't. But you can't tell me Justin Herbert and Jared Goff is in front of Jalen Hurts. Based on what?
Can it just be as simple as...
Jared Goff may have had one of the biggest choke jobs ever. What were they, 15-1? What are they, record? They didn't even win a playoff game. They lost at home to Washington. They lost at home.
Couldn't it just be as simple as...
That dude is the definition as being carried by his team. His team got rid of him and won the Super Bowl without him.
Couldn't it just be as simple as they think they're better? Like, is it like
but
just
I'm saying better, as, and how?
Better players.
They don't win more.
Well, no.
They're not better in the clutch.
Yeah, but sometimes a better player.
They're not better in the clutch, Mike.
No, they're not. They're not.
So, at least better they how? They just put up numbers against, I don't know, bad defenses, teams are losing. I don't know. All I know is in clutch moments, you can't tell me that Jared Goff and Justin Herbert and Jaden Daniels are better than Jalen Hurts. They aren't.
No, but that's not what this poll is.
I'm just saying, us talking about these guys right now.
I agree with you.
You can't tell me those guys are better in the clutch than Jalen.
I agree with you, but it is the most special of players, which is what separates the top four.
I get it. I get you top four.
Yes, guys. Yes. But what I'm saying is that there's, let's look at it as, okay, beyond the top four.
Yes.
Either you don't have everything or you'd be in the top four. So
okay.
you're great during the regular season. So what Jalen has is, like, Jared Goff obviously has something that Jalen doesn't.
What?
And Jalen has something that Jared
it's
Goff
called
doesn't.
Called a championship ring.
Yes.
It's called a Super Bowl MVP.
Also, but their offense was more productive last year than the Eagles' offense was. So he's got something.
That doesn't mean anything.
Well, I think it means something.
It means what? They went home in the playoffs. They lost at home.
Did.
What does it mean?
And again, I'm not arguing for Jared.
I told you we scored more points than a quarterback on another team, but we lost at home after a bye week as the number one seed. Well, how much weight would that carry for us here? If Jalen lost at home as the number one seed and they had a top offense, would he be ranked in the top five?
You know, by the way, if we had as many injuries on the defense as the Detroit Lions had last year,
we
would be making excuse after excuse.
Oh, my God.
You know it.
Oh, my God. But we can't make excuses with Jalen at 23.
No, I think people do make excuses
no,
for
No, we don't. No,
they talk
we don't.
About
it's 30th
ranked defense all the time.
It's a bad season.
We talk about 30th ranked defense all the time.
No, most Eagle fans know that was not a good season.
Oh, that's fair. That is fair.
We know that.
What I think is, I think people look at it, and what the way that these guys are ranking it, I think the way that NFL people rank it as is who would I rather have?
And that's fine.
Yes.
That's on a blank sheet of paper.
Yes.
That's not basing it off what they've done. See, that's a difference.
Well, it's based on what they've done, but not necessarily their playoff success.
Well, what should count more?
Well, I don't know.
Well, I'm asking you.
Well, I don't know
what should count more to you? Like, what counts more to you?
Well, I don't know.
Postseason or the regular season?
Well, okay. The playoffs obviously count more than the regular season,
okay.
But it is weighted. Like there is.
Well, it's not like he's a donkey's ass during the season.
I agree with you.
So he's mediocre during the season, but he steps up to an elite level in the postseason. That shouldn't.
No, it should.
Okay.
And like I said,
that should count him. If I'm willing to concede the top four,
yes,
These other quarterbacks, you can't tell me why they are ranked in front of Jalen Hurts. Well, based on what?
I did. You just don't accept it.
That's how we do this.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But that's the same old DH MVP. That's what that is.
Yes,
I'm saying you're not convincing
me. No, I'm not trying to.
I'm not. Well, I'm asking to be convinced is what I'm asking.
Well, I know I can't convince you.
You feel the same way.
No, I would not put Goff ahead
of him. Okay, well, then tell me I'm right then.
But I don't think you're right on Justin Herbert. I don't think you're right on Jaden Daniels. I think they're better players. I don't have them ranked higher. But, like, I think that, like, I think Baker Mayfield's better. I think they're better at being quarterbacks.
It's just like I said, you agree with them. You agree with them. That's why I'm
not
asking for answers.
Because
that's why I'm asking for answers as to
answer
why
is,
those guys should be ranked in front of this guy.
My answer is that you have to be lucky to be in the position that Jalen was in after playing the way that he played in the regular season in the first playoff game. And he did come through in the NFC Championship. Mm-hmm. He did come through in the Super Bowl. But the truth is that most of these guys have to play great all season long to get their team in a position to win the Super Bowl. He did not. So those are two different things. Now, I agree with you.
Had to play great all season long.
Yes. Jaden Daniels had to play great all season long.
That's one guy.
Well, Jared Goff played great last season. I mean, he did.
Jared Goff played great last season?
I mean, he did.
Jared
I don't
Goff
have to
got carried last season.
Okay. Well, he
got carried last season. And when the team, you know, like I know, I've watched Jared Goff. You put a game on Jared Goff and he's going to crumble. That's why Sean McVay got rid of him.
Well, yes. And they were
he's going to crumble. He has to get carried.
But Ike,
he has to get carried.
Yes, but Ike, they were putting the games on Jalen for the first four games of the year and it was a disaster. So he can't carry
asking,
a team
Spike,
either.
No. What I'm asking, Spike, is in the big, Jared Goff has never looked like Jalen in the postseason.
I agree with you.
Not in the postseason that Jalen had 2 years ago when he played in the Super Bowl. Not this year. When does Jared Goff ever look like Jalen Hurts in the postseason?
I agree with you.
So then that means Jalen Hurts is better than Jared Goff.
That doesn't necessarily mean that to me. It doesn't. It, like,
well, what would convince you? The guy has a better career already. Jared Goff got traded because the team felt
you're picking on Jared Goff. I don't think Jared Goff is better.
Because these are guys that are in front of him. Justin Herbert's not even worth arguing about, quite frankly.
I disagree with you.
Well, I'm telling you about the actual facts of evidence, other than your eye test, and you just like him better.
Well,
I'm saying there's nothing else that he's done that you would take over Jalen Hurts. Why? What? What has Justin Herbert done?
Well,
but blow a 27-point lead in the playoffs and lose to a stinking C.J. Stroud
we can do the,
in the Houston Texans.
Then we can do the resume thing all day long.
But
and then
that's how we're basing it.
But no, that's how you're basing it.
And what is it based off of then?
Then what we can do is at the end of every year, we can count up who won the Super Bowl, make those the top quarterbacks, and then we don't have
resume,
to do any lists.
And then look at their resume.
And then we don't have to look at the list.
Well, here's what it is. When you're deciding who should go in front of whom, there has to be something that differentiates the guys.
Yes.
And so there are so many things that differentiates Jalen that are way more tangible than stupid stats and eye tests. Well, I mean, the evidence, his trophy case looks different. His trophy case looks different than those guys.
Yes.
So there are things there that separates him from those guys.
Yes. And there are things that those guys do that separate them from him.
There's not as meaningful.
Oh, okay. I mean, I don't...
Well, if you give me the top four, that's that. What is it Justin Herbert does that separates him from Jalen Hurts that's more meaningful?
He is a much better passer than Jalen Hurts.
And that's gotten him what?
It hasn't gotten him a Super Bowl.
Not even a playoff win.
Yes, that's true.
So how does that make him better?
Well, I don't know, but 50 coaches and executives said that they would rather have him.
Don't get on about the idiots in the NFL, about scouting. Hold on, they're right about everything?
No.
Okay, so then they have been wrong.
Yes.
And I believe a lot of this is based off of preconceived perceptions that they have about a guy that they don't want to move off of. And I'm just simply saying, if I'm willing to give up the top four, these other four guys, five guys, these other four or five guys, what the hell have they done? What have they done? I was glad to be back.
There it is.
It's worse!
Elliot's next. Well, I can handle
who's got
all of today. Yeah.
Well, being here, we're on the same side.
Yeah. Oh, well, then maybe Jack.
When it comes to this.
Elliot's next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Welcome back, Ike.
Thank you,
good
my brother.
You saved up. Full day's work.